Welcome back to all our listeners. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Nathan Gobes, filling in for Jeffrey Davis this morning. And we're back for another episode of Kings of Cannabis.
Formerly in the weeds.
Formerly in the weeds. And the one joining me here is Walter Sullivan. Welcome, Walter.
It's nice to finally have a handsome guy here with me with a tie on and everything compared to Jeffrey.
Thank you, Walter. Thank you. We're really happy to have you here. We've got a bunch of great guests to interview today. And the first two lined up are Peter Belcito and Brian Thompson, co-founders of 3BC. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
We spent most of the time talking about getting high. THC, that's the way to go. But
we can do that.
You guys are really into producing what really makes a difference in the medical side with CBD and so forth. Why don't you explain how you got there and what you're doing?
Sure. Yeah, we're excited to be here. Thanks so much for the invite. We have been trying to get into the cannabis space for 5 years now at this point.
Well, Peter's always been working to get on. He wants to make his basement work better.
It's a fun industry to be in, absolutely. Lots of different avenues to go into. We've hit on a formula in order to be able to provide cannabinoids. The individual cannabinoids, secondary cannabinoids that aren't as prevalent in the plant. The THC and CBD are the ones that are more prevalent, and so we're providing pure and isolated.
And explain the difference, and the benefit that it has when you start to be able to isolate it.
Certainly there is an effect, an entourage effect of combining all the plant together, but being able to control how much the plant produces or how much the individual cannabinoid is added to each of the whatever dosing you're having.
I think it'd be like 100 different, who knows exactly how many there actually are difference.
Over 100, 125. There was just a publication, a couple different publications about new cannabinoids that are still being discovered. So
why don't you explain? So this way, some people explain it and what the difference you can get out of it and what they do between CBN,
So this is where I think we're probably going to have to say that the FDA would not approve any sort of specific claims about what cannabinoids will do. There's a lot of anecdotal evidence that would suggest...
That's a better idea.
Sure, of course.
That the cannabinoids, our first target is CBN, or cannabinol. This is able to help in sleep. A lot of people are finding that it helps in sleep. The different cannabinoids can be provided for different things. Cannabinol in general also was found that it's in higher concentrations in older cannabis plants. So if you have it around for a couple of years, it gets stuck back in the basement somewhere. You're able to have, it has higher concentrations of cannabinoids.
But you've developed a way, and it can be very costly to do that, but you guys developed a way to actually do two things. One, to produce more of it out of the plant, but also to create a better product.
We are isolating and purifying the cannabinol, and it's, a chemical process they're doing. So instead of sticking it down in our basement for a year and a half and being able to test it then, we're able to do a much faster process.
Now, what's your background in getting into this, and why?
Besides Peter.
Well, one would argue that I've been trying to get into the cannabis space since I graduated UMass in 1992. So,
and I've known you a number of those years where you have been trying to get into it.
Yeah. One of the things that I think we find that the industry is challenged with is, one, we've got a plant that has a number of different active ingredients, the cannabinoids. And we talk about, and we're a firm believer of the entourage effect, that all of them work together better than any one of them isolated individually. The problem is the plant makes them in a various amount of, kind of a variable amounts. So if you're taking, raw oil and making a home remedy, that's quite good for that level of production. But when you're talking about consumer products, whether for the recreational, semi-recreational, or medicinal, there is a level of precision to the recipe. So that entourage, the plant makes the entourage in various amounts. Maybe it's 0.25%, maybe it's 0.8%, maybe it's 3%. And that has an impact on what the dosing and what the final product would be, how it affects individuals. So the predictability factor is what we're trying to help consumer product manufacturers solve. So we're a business-to-business market. We're trying to be that ingredient company that supplies these entourage elements in a format, you know, a dry powdered format or whatever kind of natural format. CBN's a dry white powder in it at room temperature. And that happens to be a much more easy to use in a manufacturing process. You know, you can go to your spice rack and be very precise about that. That's how I envision it, a spice rack of cannabinoids, and say, we want to tinker with this ratio, these formulations that are, the brands will develop, and they want a very precise amount of CBN to CBD to THC or whatever their, kind of formulation
is. It's become
wants.
A big issue because you see more complaints now of people saying, it has this much CBD, it has that, all over the place. And then you're dealing with the feds as to the requirements of hemp and what can be in CBD and what percentage of THC. This really allows someone to produce a much better product that people can feel comfortable with.
That's our goal, absolutely. Yeah, it's predictability, it's safety, it's efficacy, it's all those things. It's being able to use the benefit of the multi-cannabinoid entourage, as it's been termed, but in a measurable, reproducible, predictable way. So when you go to, think of any consumer product you have, whether it's Tylenol or Budweiser, kind of span the recreational, the medicinal analogy there, you expect it to be the same whether you buy it in Albuquerque or, or Newton.
Thank God you didn't say Red Bull and rum. I was like, whoa, we're talking.
Well, you do expect the same outcomes, and you want it to be the same level of Red Bull and the same level of, you want the same mixture. You start tinkering with that recipe, and you could have a disaster.
It's a great way to stay awake and get drunk. No.
Yeah, that's right.
So why don't you get into a little more about the business and tell us what stage you guys at and where are things going?
Yeah, we're just at the beginning stage. Started out here in Massachusetts with North Shore Innoventures. A lot of different companies and the incubators are now trying to get to different cannabis and hemp, mostly, I guess, companies. And so the NSIV, we started there. And for several different reasons, it was found that it was actually going to be easier for us to move our R&D facility closer to our lead scientist down in University of Connecticut. So we have another incubator down there. And so the TIP, or Technology Innovation Program at the University of Connecticut. So we are finalizing our formulas and getting our protocols kind of set and being able to scale, learning what it takes to scale up our processes. The pilot scale is nice and fun and easy, but in order to make sure we get it to can roll it out nationally, it's got to be able to scale well.
Hmm. So the hemp, process. As to where it starts, where you get the hemp, or because you're not actually producing hemp. Itself, growing hemp.
Right.
It's what you can extract from it.
We're doing hemp extractions. Yeah, exactly. And so because of the farm bill, we're able to utilize any hemp nationally.
And the idea is anyone cultivating, and as they're looking to make products, whoever they are, this is a great tool to have as more people are buying hemp, CBD products. There's been a big problem. And I have a friend of mine down in Colorado. It's everyone that works there are all ex-military. And if you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. Her and her husband are both Marines. And it's just really interesting about the products, how important it is. And what's out there is a lot of trash. But this gives the ability to really produce something that is quantitative and has quality.
Sure.
Absolutely. And that's a kind of our approach. This is our second technology incubator where we're the first cannabis, company invited to participate in these biotech, technology incubator. So it is an indication of the trend towards kind of more professionalism or more precise science, being involved in these consumer products, and a desire for, the consumer to have a predictable experience, predictable quality. Like you said, the CBD is everywhere. It's everywhere from gas station at, $7.95 to, $150 for a tiny little dropper, at some of the boutiques. And there, the range of quality and quantity is still, there's still a broad range possibly. And that stuff we produce, we predict will shake out you know, as cream rises, so to speak. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to mention about being able to move to UConn is that we've been able to reach out and work with professors in different disciplines. They have a great agricultural program. They have a lot of pharmaceutical mm-hmm. stuff, and they have other professors that are looking at different parts of this process, you know, kind of, you know, from seed to sale and its effects. So we're looking forward to collaborating with the folks down there. I mean, I think in the recent news, there was a big, one of the license holders in Connecticut partnered with Yale and doing research on exactly how does the cannabinoid system work. You know, if we do dial up this cannabinoid and dial that, what is the effect? And there's a ton of research that has yet to be done. There's still a lot of learning. When I started, I think I met you, I was saying, you know, this is really exciting. This is like being in the
computers. You're going to get into the business, then get into lab work.
Oh, you're doing all kinds of things.
But this actually flows right into everything you've been working on.
There really is so many different aspects to get involved in with this, because I used to say it was like getting in computers in the 1990s. And the more I learn about it, it's more like getting into the computers in like the late 60s.
Oh, very much.
Yeah, you know, we don't really know what we've got here. We know that it works. We know that it has the potential to solve a tremendous amount of social and financial issues, especially if this really works, it'll solve my financial issues. No. But there's a lot of research to be done and a lot of learning to be done.
How do you envision moving forward, and what's the perfect type of client you're looking for?
We're looking for
customer,
somebody who's trying to, who's capable, who's working on a brand that has staying power. We see that there's, particularly on the West Coast, but starting here on the East Coast, that there's individual consumer brands that are starting to take hold and understand that, you know, separating themselves as a quality product and consistent. Those are the kind of customers that we want to work with. Somebody who's, you know, takes the science part of this very seriously, takes the good manufacturing process, you know, very seriously, is getting all the certifications, not just the cannabis licenses, but also the food making licenses, you know, the pharmaceutical, nutraceutical level manufacturing.
And this actually applies to any type of whether it's THC or not, the ability to truly make this a science versus just an art. Sure. Or growing in your basement, Peter.
Yeah. Indeed. Absolutely. Yeah, that we're looking for consumer product manufacturers that we can be an ingredient company for. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you, guys. I want to thank you for being on the show. I want to remind everyone we've been speaking with Peter Belcito and Brian Thompson, co-founders of 3BC. If people want to get in touch with you, learn more about the product or the company, how could they do so?
We have a website. It's three spelled out, so THREE with a hyphen and the letters BNC.com.
Great.
Yeah, it's right there.
I didn't think of how you spell three. No, it's early.
And that is my co-host, Walter Sullivan. Thank you for joining me today, Walter.
Apparently starting early.
Thank you to all our listeners who've been joining us here. I want to remind everyone to follow us on LinkedIn. We've got a very active community there, and subscribe to us on YouTube. Everything helps. This has been Radio Entrepreneurs and Kings of Cannabis. We'll be back with more segments after this.